Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your... Pull up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
In the books, welcome to Hour 3, USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Your normal host is Wayne Allen Root. He has the week off. My name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in, leelsieradio@gmail.com. You can email me. My next guest is a very special one indeed. For the last 72 hours, I have been battling with former congressmen, political leaders about this Nancy Pelosi issue. Some call themselves experts. Some actually fought with me on the air, so I decided, let's bring on a real insider, someone who actually has spent time in China, can speak Chinese, is a former spy, a former congressman, a Vietnam veteran, my friend, Rob Simmons. Rob, how are you?
李先生,我已经谢谢你请我来到你的 radio show 讲话 一定,我有机会到台湾去 我跟我太太有三年在台湾 我们的小孩子 Jane 她是在台湾做的 台湾生的长大的 所以我们真喜欢台湾 And do you have any other questions?
Do I have to beep any of that?
Yeah, right. I was actually ordering lunch at a Chinese restaurant. it's a good question, and I thank you for that. And I'm going to ask you to fix the microphone here on my my earphone. Turn it up a little bit here.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, that's better. I can. That's awesome. Yeah. Heidi and I had a chance to go to Taiwan in 1975. Yep. A long time ago. In those days, we had an embassy there. The United States of America had an embassy there. And we were there for 3 years. We both studied Chinese. We lived for a while in Taichung. While we were studying Chinese, which is down island, and the people down island, what they call down island, Taichung, you got Taipei, which is the capital, which is Tai North. Taichung is Tai Middle. And then in the south, you got Tainan, which is southern Taiwan. So we're in Taichung in the middle for 8 months studying Chinese. And it's a good place to learn Chinese. You know why?
No.
Nobody speaks English.
Well, there you go.
So if you want to go out and, you know, buy food in the market or you're lost or you need to go to the bathroom somewhere, you better speak a little Chinese to get directions or do what you have to do. So that's how we learned. Then we went up to the embassy for a couple of years, and it was up in Taipei, up in the embassy, up in the capital where our daughter was born in a Chinese hospital, and that's an exciting experience. When it was all over, Heidi said, I'm never doing that again. And I don't blame her.
Yeah.
In Taiwan, you had Taiwanese who had grown up under several different cultures. They'd been a part of China back in the Ming Dynasty. Then when the Dutch came, the Dutch had a colony in Kaohsiung, which is southern Taiwan. Then the Portuguese called it Ilha Formosa. See, the Portuguese were there for a while. Then after the Sino-Japanese War, the Russian-Japanese War, Taiwan became a colony of Japan. So when we were there, there was a Japanese culture there as well. They had the tatami mat houses, and they had the hot baths, and all of the cultural items that the Japanese brought to the island were very much in evidence. Raw fish. We had a housekeeper whose husband was a raw fish cutter, for example. And so this mix of people constitutes a Taiwan. Unfortunately, when we were there during the Carter administration, President Carter did a couple of things, and just to remind people, Jimmy Carter, one of the great things, one of the great ideas he had was, let's give the Panama Canal back to Panama. Well, that was very controversial. It was a national security issue. People opposed it. He went ahead and did it anyway. And as a consequence of that, after that, we had lots of problems in dealing with Panamanian strongmen and the use of the canal. Jimmy Carter also had another good idea. Let's get the Ayatollah Khomeini out of France and get him back to Iran and get rid of the Shah. That'll create a situation in Iran that'll be peaceful. It'll be good for America.
Right.
Hey, Jimmy, how'd that work out?
Good.
Moron.
Yeah.
The third thing he did was he decided to close the embassy in Taiwan and open an embassy in Beijing. And when we were there, that was very much being discussed. In fact, it happened a couple of months after we left. But there were massive demonstrations outside the embassy where the people of Taiwan said, you know, we want the embassy to stay here. You've got a mutual defense treaty. You've obligated yourself to protect us from the communists. And if you open an embassy in Beijing, that's going to complicate our relationships, which it did. And it resulted in the Taiwan Relations Act, where we made a commitment to assist Taiwan in its military defense of the island. But it was not a mutual defense treaty. It's not a mutual defense treaty.
Right.
So we can provide them aid and assistance, and we can provide them with many of the services that you would provide an embassy through the AIT, which is the American Institute in Taiwan. But it's not the same as having it being part of NATO,
right,
for example, or part of CETO. So in 1972, when Kissinger went to China and eventually Nixon went to China, they inked the Shanghai Communique, which said that there's only one China. Both sides, the Taiwanese side and the mainland China side, both agree there's only one China and Taiwan is part of China. And that has created a situation of what they call incredible ambiguity, where we're not really sure what that actually means, but if we keep talking, and if we're talking peace, and we're talking about peaceful means of reunification, that's good. But if we're talking hostilities and war, that's not good. And we will not necessarily commit American troops, but we will provide support, similar to what we're doing to Ukraine. It's complicated by the fact that our president, Biden, who's not very smart to begin with and demented, keeps coming out and saying, well, defend Taiwan. Wait a minute, Joe. That's not exactly what it says, Joe.
Right.
And when he says that, that, of course, ruffles the feathers of the communist government on China, on the mainland. That ruffles their feathers because they feel that Taiwan is part of China and that we signed the Shanghai Communique saying both sides agree that there's one China and Taiwan is part of China. Of course, you know, in the old days, Chiang Kai-shek said, we're on the island, but we're going to go back to the mainland and conquer the mainland. Well, they don't say that anymore. Now they talk about independence. And when I was in the embassy, that was one thing you never talked about. Do not talk about Taiwan independence. It upsets the commies, and there's a billion of them. And they got missiles pointed at Taiwan, so just don't do that. Taiwan also wanted to develop nuclear weapons, and the U.S. policy was, we'll give you nuclear reactors for energy, but no nuclear weapons. So they had a secret program, which the embassy learned about, and that was eventually shut down. But there was a major initiative for Taiwan to get nuclear weapons. So what we're dealing with is a very delicate balance between the United States and China. Are Americans and are the Chinese the same? Are they the same? Do they have the same culture?
No.
When they talk, do they talk like us?
No.
No, they don't. When they eat, do they eat like us?
No.
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 When you look at their history, do they have a long history like America? We got 200 years of history.
They have much longer than that.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Like maybe 4,000 years?
Something like that. Yeah.
Do the Chinese feel that they are the center of the universe?
Yes.
Because the word for China, Zhongguo, Zhong, means the central pivot, which is the center of the universe. But culturally, there's something that we absolutely have to know about called mianza.
Yeah.
To dilian, to lose face. Face is very important in China. You have to maintain your face, and it's not just ego. Americans talk about ego. They talk about face. You cannot be embarrassed. If you lose face, there's nothing worse that can happen to you. And if a Chinese student, for example, is sent off to the university, and his family in the village he lives in provides money, he goes to the university, blows the money, gets into drinking and girls and fooling around, and flunks out of the university, he now has lost face, not just for himself, but his whole family.
Mm.
And what does he do?
Kills himself.
He commits suicide. Yeah. They kill themselves. Vietnam, same sort of thing. Japan, same sort of thing. You've brought disgrace to your family. In Taiwan, we would watch on TV convicted robbers who committed capital crimes with a gun would automatically be killed, unlike America, where we just let them go.
Let them go.
Kill somebody else. It's all right. And when they would come on TV, they'd have the Last Supper and they'd be drinking a little rice wine. What would they do? They would apologize to their family, to their village, to their county. They would apologize to their teachers. They would, because they had lost face. And when they lose face by committing the crime, everyone in the family and the community also loses face. Well, Nancy Pelosi decided to go to Taiwan. And the Chinese said, we really don't think that's a very good idea. But she essentially gave him the big middle finger and went anyway.
All right, Rob, I got to jump in. We'll keep you one more segment, but I do have to take a quick break. We'll come back more with Congressman Rob Simmons coming up next right here on the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pings you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GALLON for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GALLON for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GALLON for a $5 bonus.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said you're receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
Cashback is not available.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we're back. More with Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, and we left off with you just about to tell us, you know, why in the world would Nancy Pelosi go and visit Taiwan?
I'm reading the papers. China reacts to Pelosi's Taiwan visit. I'm reading in the New York Post, Nancy flees Taiwan. Her visit elicits a, quote, act of war by China. China says it's an act of war. Here in the Wall Street Journal, I'm reading, tensions escalate as Pelosi departs Taiwan. Why would you do something this? This is stupid. Even the Biden's Defense Department said, not a good time to go over there because, you know, when things are tense between us and China, you don't just, you know, rub their nose in it because, again, the Chinese culture, unlike the American culture, believes strongly in the issue of face. Now, I read letters to the editor in the New York Post. And there's, oh, yeah, that's really great. She showed those commies. Ha, 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 ha.
Right.
Oh, no, she didn't. No, she didn't. If you look at the paper today, they have now set up a military exercise around China. And here it is on page A8 of the Wall Street Journal, Lee. Those red spots, those are the Chinese Communist Navy. Where are those Navy ships, Lee?
Completely surrounding them near their
completely
ports,
yeah. surrounding Taiwan.
Sure.
Is that good?
No.
Are we going to send the USS Ronald Reagan in there and steam around and say, we're here too? Give it your best shot, Rocky. Hey, you know? No.
I hope
this is dumb.
Yeah.
This is dumb. And everybody in the Post, letters to the editor, except one person, are saying, this one guy says, what is Pelosi's Taiwan publicity stunt intended to do? Make America forget about inflation and the border crisis and all this other stuff? In other words, what's she doing? But I have another letter to the editor that I want to read to you that,
sure.
that I thought was really good. And it goes as follows.
Okay.
Well, I do not pretend to be a politician. I've lived in Taiwan for 4 years and have an understanding of the free Chinese. I am also a teacher. These two life experiences qualify my opinion on the current choices of the American politicians who are allegedly trained for their professions. Mm. The Speaker of the House Taiwan visit strategy is upsetting. It seems like a playground game of show-off, using the beautiful, creative, and independent people living on Taiwan as pawns in their irresponsible show-off antics. Bullies on the playground are watching and irritated that a show-off is suddenly taking center stage. There will need to be retaliation for the bully to reassert their assumed position of power. Sadly, the Taiwanese people may eventually pay. The Taiwanese people may eventually pay for this charade.
Well done. Well written. It looks like it's by the smarter part of the Simmons duo. Heidi Simmons wrote that. That's your wife.
That's my wife.
Very well done.
She wrote it.
Right on top of things.
She wrote it.
His name is Rob Simmons. We call him the Colonel here on the morning show. Former congressman, again, former CIA agent, Vietnam veteran. And whenever we need real information, in particular real stuff about China, turn to the man who actually lived there and was an operative there. So many years ago. Rob, thank you. I appreciate it very, very much. Before I get to a break, another reminder about my friends over at Nichols College. If you're looking for a landing spot for your high school, junior, or senior, don't know exactly where they want to go to school yet, I would look into Nichols College, nichols.edu. Why Nichols? Well, if you're listening to me, chances are you are a lover of free thought. You like the idea of being able to exchange ideas readily, freely, in a classroom setting without the fear of having progressive oversight dictate or have some kind of doctrine that indoctrinates your child once they get to college. That will never happen at Nichols. In fact, my good friend Glenn Slamacy is the president of Nichols College. And he has made it his mission to make Nichols College that beacon of light up on the hill. So check it out today, nichols.edu. Go Bucks, go Bison. If you want a landing spot for your kid, check out Nichols before you make that decision. All right, we've got to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about opioids and fentanyl and the dangers with Dr. Foley next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from MyPatriotSupply.com. My Patriot. Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. officials are declaring monkeypox a public health emergency as cases continue to rise across the country, a move aimed at speeding up the distribution of the monkeypox vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky also saying this will help further educate people on the virus and what they can do to protect themselves.
We've worked to put resources into the hands of people at highest risk of contracting monkeypox to allow them to protect themselves directly through social media and through trusted partners in communities across the country.
Police are investigating after shoppers at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota were locked down following an active incident involving shots fired. No word if there are any injuries. Officials with the mall say it appears to have been an isolated incident. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal health.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome our good pal, Dr. John Foley. Just in case you were wondering, Associate Vice President, Medical Affairs, Hartford Medical Group. That's his official title. Doc, how are you, man?
Cannot complain. How are you, sir?
We're doing good. So, you know, I wanted to kick this segment off. I wanted to ask you, since you know more about this than just about anybody else we know, this explosion of synthetic opioid and what it means, opioids, what does it mean?
Well, it means that there are thousands of people in the United States dying. In particular, you know, fentanyl, which was a medication, is a medication still that we use in really small doses, micro doses, for chronic pain for patients with cancer and other chronic pain syndromes. Very effective pain medication, but it's so when you compare it to morphine, like morphine's the gold standard, fentanyl itself is about 100 times more potent. When you're looking at some of the newer drugs coming out now, there's a drug called carfentanil. So it's car, the word car, in front of fentanyl. That is 10,000 times more potent than morphine and 100 times more potent than fentanyl. So it's the same degree of exposure for carfentanil and fentanyl leads to marked respiratory suppression and death very quickly, even quicker for carfentanil than for fentanyl. And there are other, if you go online, you'll see, there are other of these synthetic opioids, many of them coming from labs in China. They find their way into the country, and you get added to drugs that are being sold on the market. So many of the people who are taking the what they think is marijuana or something else, cocaine, that is laced in with the cocaine itself, and the combination of these synthetic opioids and cocaine are lethal. They respond to things like naloxone. But you need to give repetitive doses. You also really can't touch them. And these newer drugs can be aerosolized. And so you have to be careful if you come and there's powder anywhere that you don't disturb it, because it can be, if you, whack up, hit it with your hand or push it off the table and it gets aerosolized, you can actually get exposure through your mucous membranes, your eyes, and it can be really lethal.
We're talking with Dr. John Foley. My question, I assume it's everybody's question out there right now. If 1 grain of salt worth of fentanyl can kill you, why would you need something that's 100 times more potent than that? It doesn't make any sense. It seems very destructive.
Well, so, fentanyl itself, to your point, it used to come on these, well, it still does, it comes on patches, right? So you can get, when you take them out of the box and you peel it off, you have to be very careful. In fact, we used to have to wear gloves whenever we would, you know, peel off the actual medicated patch, and you put it on the patient's skin, and it gives a very predictable level of fentanyl. You know, I think it used to come in like 25 in microgram doses, really small, so 25, 50. I believe there was 100. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But, but it would give a very predictable, constant level of pain control. So if you had somebody with a pain syndrome or, you know, cancer or something like that, fentanyl was a godsend. It, because it wasn't, you know, taking pills and having sort of interrupted control of the pain. Carfentanil itself is an animal tranquilizer. It's really used for elephants. So that gives you some degree of understanding about the relative size difference, which is why it's so potent, right? If you're going to be giving pain medications to an elephant who's in pain, and I would suggest you do it, because you don't want to be around an elephant in pain.
Right.
You're going to need a drug a lot more potent than what you would give to a 60-year-old male.
So then they take the carfentanil designed for elephants,
and they just expose people with it.
And yep. they'll
modify it. The other answer to your question is, so there are very good legitimate reasons, but you're also trying to get people hooked. There are people who are primary fentanyl users. They know how dangerous it is, but the high they get is very intense, so it's intentional. But then it's also people who want to kill all the people, right? I mean, there's really a lot of speculation about China, and, you know, is this a conscious effort on the part of the Chinese government to, you know, release medications that are lethal to Americans and others. So, I think it has to be taken seriously. And, you know, the government is. We're seeing these medications pop up. They've been in the New York area. I'm not sure if we've gotten any cases in Connecticut. I believe there was one, but I'm not sure. But Colorado, so it's coming up into different places across the country. And you just have to be really aware. And especially if someone looks like they've overdosed, you've got to be just very careful. You want to resuscitate, you want to call 911, but you want to also make sure that there's none of the medication that you come into contact with. Because it really is a hazard to police officers and first responders, because obviously, you know, police officers run to someone who needs them, and they start to help them, and then they get exposed. So have to be really careful.
So what you're saying is that drug dealers will cut their product, marijuana, cocaine, heroin, with fentanyl, and, you know, Doc, we're not talking about rocket scientists here who are cutting these drugs. I mean, mistakes obviously are made. How and why would anybody trust this? I'm actually surprised more people don't drop dead because of this.
Well, a lot are. I mean, thousands of people. So it's really taken the drug issue. If you picture like 2 or 3 grains of salt, that's enough fentanyl to kill you.
Yeah. Crazy.
So that, you know, puts it in perspective. We're not talking about like a large volume being ingested. And so, you know, people are like, well, it's just pot, no big deal. But where did it come from, and who touched this? And, you know, the risks are just are huge.
So
and we have to have these conversations with our kids and really in our friends, because there's a lot of people out there doing various drugs and they're at risk.
What's the price tag on, like, fentanyl? Is it more expensive than pot? Is it less expensive than pot? Usually they cut their product with something that's less expensive. I guess you're telling me that fentanyl is cheap. Is it cheap?
You know what? That's a great question. I'm not sure on the market. I think it is, you know, probably priced somewhere similar, but you're buying very small. You're buying smaller amounts because what you need to get high is a much smaller amount.
Yeah.
I think the people who are adding this to other drugs are doing so for nefarious purposes, and so they're gonna just put it in there. They're not worried about the cost, you know. And you know, the other thing too is, drug distributors, if they can give you something and it's laced a little bit, and you get a strong high from it, now you're going back to them. So in some cases, you know, they're trying to secure continued business.
Right.
But it's, you know, we're talking risky situations. And now we're, you know, we're seeing drug abusers whose primary drug of choice is fentanyl. Like, it's not, it's, they're to that point where that's the high they want. And they mix it with, you know, drugs that are on the market, like buprenorphine, which is, you know, a longer acting, pain medication, or, with cocaine. So they're mixing these things together. You know, it's really, they're kind of, becoming like little mini pharmacists, and it is dangerous. Absolutely dangerous. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where, you know, responders come to a home, nice home, someone's sick for some other reason, someone else in the house knows fentanyl, and it's out on the table, and someone touches it, and now you have a first responder who is, you know, having respiratory symptoms and problems, and so it's a mess. It's a real mess.
So as you're explaining this to everybody, I'm thinking worst case scenario. If you're saying a grain of sand worth of fentanyl can kill you, and you can make it aerosol in a sense, I'm surprised somebody hasn't rented a plane, equipped it with the fentanyl, and dive bombed an open air stadium and killed everybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would not go on record as saying someone hasn't already thought of it. Now, you know, if you're thinking of, say, flour, and you put some flour on a table and you hit it, you know, there's that woof, you know, that puff. So it's not like it's going to get someone across the room. You know, it's not so highly, aerosolized as that. So, but, you know, could you dump it on someone from above? I suppose you could. And I think that the government has to be thinking about all those possibilities. Frankly, they're going into, you know, cities and rural areas. I mean, we're seeing this in rural areas, right? So it's not just New York City. Although we're in the cities where it's concentrated, you see, you know, more volume of these issues. But think about being in a rural area in Mississippi, and I'm just throwing that out. It's nothing about Mississippi. It's about Mississippi. But do they have the infrastructure for drug rehabilitation and reaching out to people and the information and treatment at all?
Well, clearly they don't, Doc. And listen, good stuff. I'm out of time. Music is playing. We do got to run, but I always appreciate you coming on every once in a while. Dr. John Foley here in Connecticut. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Do your pets have the same energy they use?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Well, 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 we've reached the end of yet another program. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for the incomparable Wayne Allen Root. Final segment of this Thursday afternoon / evening. And I'll end it the way I ended last night's show. Let's do a little rip and read. The definition of rip and read is where I have a stack of stuff here in the studio. Could be anything. And it sort of goes in the order in which it appears in front of me. So it could be funny, funny, stupid, political, 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 stupid, funny. Whatever it is, we've got it for you to wrap up the show tonight. Let's see what I have. Did you guys see this video yet? Here in our own backyard on the East Coast, this Tierra Mack is a state senator, I think. Yeah, she's a Rhode Island state senator. And there's a video of her out there circulating of her twerking. Again, her name is Tierra Mack, M-A-C-K. And it's pretty impressive twerk work. To be honest with you, she's going at it. And she's not shy about it. In fact, she goes out of her way to announce that she is a state senator during the twerking exhibition. And folks on the East Coast, some didn't really care about it. Some folks went crazy. But I don't know if I want my sitting state senator on a beach with a thong bikini twerking. So if you've got a minute, Google Tierra Mack and see her twerking skills. Hey, the most common unused gadgets we won't throw away. Okay, so I hope my wife is listening right now because she's the queen of won't throw away. She is a hoarder. Yes, I know you're listening. You hoard. All you gotta do is take pictures of certain rooms in a house. Hoard! Anyway, DVD players, when was the last time you watched a DVD? If you have them in your home, donate them. Somebody could probably use them. Old phones, same deal. Digital cameras, old TVs, old laptops. People are afraid to throw this stuff away. CD players, headphones, printers. I use printers, though, still. I still have a printer. Why would I throw my printer away? Anyway, those are some of the things that may be accumulating dust somewhere in your home. Donate them. Somebody out there may be able to use some of that stuff that you have, again, collecting dust. COVID. So, real quick, just 300,000 young kids have gotten a shot since they became available on June 21st. It's actually a little bit more than that now, but I don't know why anyone would give their child a COVID shot. No kids are dying of this. Kids, when they get it, barely get sick. Getting the shot doesn't preclude you from getting it. I think it's completely irresponsible for parents to do that with their kids. When it comes to COVID, now, other shots, completely different. But in this case, the COVID shot, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Six things that could be making you more forgetful. Listen to this, Chris, because you forget a lot of different stuff. Not getting enough sleep. Absolutely. 1,000,000%. If I come to work on 2-3 hours sleep, which happens often, I am just, not only am I a zombie, but you just forget stuff. You just sit there and stare off into space, right? I think sleep has got to be the number one thing. Multitasking makes you forget things. I agree with that as well. Drinking alcohol, not exercising or moving your body, certainly smoking, and I guess not eating enough certain foods to boost brain function. Remember your mom used to tell you fish is brain food? I guess it is to a certain extent, so eat your fish. Brain food. Here's a feel-good story. Marquette, Michigan. They have some unique visitors. A blue-spotted salamander has decided to sort of take up its existence in this town. And a couple of weeks a year, they actually have to shut down this one highway because the salamanders migrate across this road. I like that when we look out for Mother Nature and look out for our little four-legged friends. In this case, it is a four-legged friend. I mean, can we be nicer to the planet, a little nicer to our animal friends? And I like that story. That makes me feel good before I head out the back door here. Here's one that will make you think. Remember that temper tantrum you had when you were a kid when you yelled, "I wish I'd never been born"? According to a new YouGov poll, 18% of Americans believe their parents regret having them. And only 58% are sure mom and dad are happy with that choice. So 58% of you, or I should say only 58% of you, actually think mom and dad are happy that they had you. That is a low number, man. I mean, come on. That's really low. By the way, speaking of sleep, a new study from the Mayo Clinic reveals that getting just 4 hours of sleep a night leads to weight gain, increased belly fat. So if you're afraid about forgetting, like I just said, you also should be a little nervous about getting fat. So I guess the moral to tonight's rip and read is sleep. You must sleep as much as you can. Although, don't sleep during the show, and don't sleep while you're driving. Both of those are considered very negative. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I would appreciate you heading over to my YouTube page. Check that out. It's still being populated, but if you liked and subscribed to it, that'd be kind of cool. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. I've been filling in for Wayne for a long time. I would say years now. Multiple years, as a matter of fact, and it's always a lot of fun. And as I say, it's always humbling to get a chance to hear from some of the folks from all over the country. So keep the emails coming. I got to run. I'm out of time. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. I'll be back tomorrow. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.